He's tremendous. He's really a receiver that everyone should model themselves after. He does all the hard work. He blocks. He catches great. He runs great routes. Always hands the ball back. He's a good sport. Very smart. I've got the utmost respect for him.
68 catches at age 33 for the man who attended Holy Angels in Richfield. 68 catches at age 33. He's like their version of Terrence Newman.
Yeah, he's amazing. Terrific player, terrific person. He's really what the epitome of really what a wide receiver should be.
What about St. Paul's Michael Floyd coming up a big game against the Niners? How's he going?
He's doing well. He's got great speed. Gets down the field. He's been catching the ball a lot better this year. You know, they've got a lot of weapons offensively, so it'll be a good test for us.
A couple of years ago, I know you liked David Johnson, the running back from Northern Iowa, into the draft. He was here in Eden Prairie for the top 30 dinner, and he clearly has become arguably the most versatile back in the NFL, right?
Yeah, he's terrific catching the ball out of the backfield, but he's also a very good runner. He's got speed to get to the perimeter. He's strong. He can break tackles. You know, he's really a do-it-all guy.
Despite the loss at FedEx Field, it seemed from afar like Linval Joseph had a pretty good game. Is that accurate?
Yes, Linval played well. He did some good things. He had some good pass rushes this week. Good in the running game. Forced a fumble. You know, he keeps progressing, and we need him to continue to move forward like that.
Vikings scored 3 touchdowns in the game at FedEx Field. One of them was an Adam Thielen reception. 5 seconds to go in the first half. Let's relive it.
3rd and goal, and they go to Thielen, and Thielen will score. Tight formation with the exception of sure-handed Adam Thielen.
We're showing a little bit of the lead with Thielen in there, and then we run a little bunch route, and they're in man coverage. As you see Norman trying to shadow him, and they're in man coverage, and we end up getting a nice little open spot. We should have squeezed the protection just a little bit better, but Asiata does a nice job cutting, and Sam gets the ball out, and nice easy score.
5 seconds to go. Why did you opt to go for a touchdown and not take a field goal?
Well, we still had another timeout left, so I figured we had enough time. We're going to throw the ball in the end zone. We talked to him about before the play if it wasn't there to throw it into the dirt at the receiver, and we should be fine.
We referenced Terrence Newman earlier. He had a really good pass breakup.
We're showing a little pressure with Barr off the edge over here, but we're really playing man-to-man on this backside. Terrence, obviously he's a smart player, and he knew that the receiver was coming under. Trey's on the number 3 guy, and the tight end, Reed, Anthony's out here playing underneath man-to-man against him. But this is a great job by Terrence. They got the ball out quick all day long. Chad's coverage is on the back, actually, and he knew he was blocking, so we were able to get a little bit added pressure in there as well. Perfect for him. You want to reach with the inside hand. You're in front of the ball and the man. You take your left hand and wrap around the backside of his neck, and then you strip with the right hand in the front, as opposed to reaching with the other hand. And then if you end up missing it, you get this thing popping up on the screen.
Perfect.